AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Israel's UN ambassador Danny Danon was asked how long Israeli strikes on Iran will continue.
As long as it takes. You know, it's not easy for the people in Israel who stay in shelters for long days. It's not easy for our neighboring countries. You know, I get phone calls from people who are stuck now in Dubai and other places. It's not easy.
At the White House, President Trump was asked about how long this mission will take.
Right from the beginning, we projected 4 to 5 weeks. But we have capability to go far longer than that. We'll do it. Whatever somebody said today, they said, oh, well, if the president wants to do it really quickly, after that, he'll get bored. I don't get bored. There's nothing boring about this.
The intensity of the attacks, the killing of Iran's supreme leader, and the lack of any apparent exit plan set the stage for a prolonged conflict with far-reaching consequences. As several airstrikes hit Iran's capital, the top security official said on X, "We will not negotiate with the U.S." Iran was not the only target. Israel is also focused on Lebanon.
Highways were jammed overnight and into the day, with people fleeing after Israel launched its deadliest barrage of airstrikes in the south and on the capital in more than a year, striking hours after Hezbollah fired missiles across the border for the first time in more than a year. Lebanon's health ministry was reporting dozens killed and many more wounded in the overnight strikes in the Beirut suburbs and southern Lebanon. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Today's show co-host Savannah Guthrie and her sister returned to their mother's home outside Tucson, Arizona, in their first sighting at the house since Nancy Guthrie went missing a month ago. They laid yellow flowers in a makeshift tribute to the 84-year-old at the edge of a street. Federal and city authorities say a gunman who opened fire outside a Texas bar, killing two people, was not on their radar before the attack. This is AP News. The AP's Julie Walker reports experts in the Netherlands confirm a painting by Rembrandt is a Rembrandt, years after it was dismissed.
The Rijksmuseum is unveiling Vision of Zacharias in the Temple. After 2 years of close study, including high-tech scans and comparing pigments and paint layers with other Rembrandt works, and dating the wood panel to before 1633. The painting depicts a biblical story in which High Priest Zacharias is visited by the Archangel Gabriel. A private collector bought it in 1961, and it has stayed out of view for decades. The anonymous owner initially asked the museum only if the painting was Dutch. I'm Julie Walker.
Robert De Niro will appear this week at Carnegie Hall. He'll read excerpts from a Philip Glass symphony about Abraham Lincoln that the composer once intended to stage at the Kennedy Center in Washington, now called the Trump Kennedy Center. Glass canceled the D.C. premiere. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.